Oh, the 21st of March, we have 9 games completed, 10 games in total. We will go through the 9 games. We will see if the 10th game is finished by the time we are done, hoping that this won't take too long. I have some thoughts. This time of the year, I feel like this show is just a place for me to vent, really, about bad luck, good luck, frustrations. Let's talk about all of it, shall we? This is the Friday post-game show. Let's go, Bulls. Deep.
I'm the type to get shit done. You the type to observe. March Madness on my speakers, but today's November 23rd. Cause I'm loud in the blunt, yeah. I don't say what I want, yeah. Probably somewhere sunny and tan. Foreign women in the sun, yeah.
That's all that I need. That's all that I need. That's all that I need. Got my brothers with me. Got my brothers with me. And my mama's healthy.
Welcome to the Balls Deep podcast brought to you by Fantasy Basketball International. I'm Adam King. Find me on Twitter and Blue Sky at AdamKing91. Find us on Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, anywhere, everywhere you consume fantasy basketball content. We are also part of the Old Man Squad at Old Man Squad on Twitter. We're here. It's Friday night. It's Saturday afternoon. But we have 10 games to go through. I tell you, these painkillers, my hearing is so weird. If I sound off, it's probably just me, but it's like my head is in a bubble. Anyway, it's weird. It's a really weird sensation in my head at the moment, which is probably taking the attention off my knee. I do see a couple of questions in there already regarding the knee. So, yeah, look, I've done a couple of shows since the surgery and, yeah, going okay. First day of rehab. Today was first day back at the physio. So surgery was on Monday. I've been doing some rehab at home, but today was the first day actually getting some work done on it. That will be once a week probably for the foreseeable future. So that one was from Alex. Aditya has had ACL surgery. Quite a few people have, apparently. I have had the other knee done, so I do know to some degree what I'm in for. Although I had an interesting discussion with the physio. Sorry, this is going off on a bit of a tangent, but having had surgery before, I'm sort of familiar with what it should feel like, the pain, all that sort of stuff. Actually trying to bend the knee now where I've had the surgery, there was a weird pain sort of up in my quad area, which to me seemed unusual. I spoke to the physio today and she was having a look at it and she noticed some weird bruising around the quad. She actually suspects that during the surgery, there was some sort of an incident where I was bleeding too much and the tourniquet on my leg, they tightened it to obviously restrict the bleeding. And then whether they forgot or they just couldn't loosen that off a little bit. And so it's actually done damage to my quad. And yeah, basically I've got a really, really deep bruise. And that is what's preventing me from sort of going too far with bending my leg at the moment. So that was weird. I didn't even think of that, but she obviously is very familiar with this sort of thing. So yeah, there you go. A secondary injury from the surgery, which I wasn't expecting, but she said it'll be fine. It's just like a really bad bruise, but it's just going to slow it up a week or two, but that'll be fine. Okay, let's get into these games. First game of the night, the Orlando Magic beat the Washington Wizards, thankfully, 120-105. For the Magic, Wendell Carter, much better in this one, 16 and 12, two blocks. Goga Badadze had three steals and two blocks in 7 minutes, so pretty good per-minute production there. But obviously, yeah, he's still on the fringes of the rotation, despite having a better game in the last one. Look, they played Washington here. The numbers are always going to be bumped up. Paolo was good. Franz was good. We roster those two guys. We still roster Wendell Carter because he's playing good minutes. And KCP, Corey Joseph, Anthony Black, not really interested in any of those guys other than streaming purposes. And you'll hear that a lot when I talk about these teams. The list of players that we need to hold on to at the moment is very short. The list of potential streamers is very long. Isn't it? Same goes for Washington. Justin Champagne, after barely not playing in the last couple of games, he started. A lot of people may have picked him up. Sorry if you did. 3 points, 6 rebounds and a steal in 28 minutes. So the minutes were there. He just did nothing with them. Jordan Poole had 18 points in his 27 minutes. Is that good? Look, it's not bad. It's not great either. Keyshawn George had 7 points, 8 assists, 2 steals and a block. So I'm holding him. He did miss a couple of games there because of an injury, but at this stage it does appear as though he's going to play when he's healthy. Chris Middleton, don't worry about him. Bub Carrington, don't worry about him. And again, look, I mean, AJ Johnson had 14, Anthony Gill had 10. Marcus Smart didn't play. Who do we trust? It's probably Jordan Poole. It's probably Tristan Vukcevic. Now, 17 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 3 steals and a block is very good. 21 minutes is not ideal. A lot of this production came late in the game, so it made it look a lot better than it was. I'd probably hold him, though. Both he and Jordan Poole, Keyshawn George, probably Saar as well. He had 19 and 10, but is there going to be some rest for him coming up? Who knows? Really hard to trust anyone in Washington at this point. Speaking of not being able to trust anyone, the Charlotte Hornets, they fall to the Thunder 141-106. How much do we need to dissect here? Miles Bridges returned. We hold him. Oh, look, we probably hold Daquan Jeffries. 11 points and a block in 24 minutes is not a 12-team line, but he does seem to be starting. He does seem to be playing usually 25-plus minutes. This was just a blowout. So, I'd probably be holding him. Nurkic, no. Mark Williams, LaMelo Ball will likely return for the next game on Sunday, I believe, which would mean KJ Simpson, Yusuf Nurkic. Damian Bohr didn't even play in this one. Nick Smith is sort of borderline. Do we want to hold him? I don't know. You could hold him till Sunday, reevaluate, look at the schedule. Diabate, good per-minute production. That's what he does, 12, 7, and 3 with a steal in 22 minutes. But with Mark Williams returning, I don't think we need to worry about him. So Bridges, Williams, Ball, they're probably the only three we're trusting, and maybe Daquan Jeffries is the fourth. For the Thunder, they really didn't need to push themselves too hard here. Still no Jalen Williams. He's out with the hip injury. And honestly, they're just going to take their time with him because they don't need him, obviously, on the court. Cleveland are just bottoming out in the East. So OKC just need to keep doing what they're doing and they will secure that number one overall seed. Cleveland are just basically handing it to them at this point. Kayson Wallace, I think we can roster him. 11 points, 2 steals. Not his best night, but again, 26 minutes, they didn't need to stretch them too much. Shea was good. Hartenstein was fine. Chet was pretty good. Wiggins had 11 points. So let's go Hartenstein, Shea, Chet, Kayson Wallace. They're probably our holds. Jalen Williams, if you can afford to have him in your IR spot, you hold him. No word on when he's coming back, which is a bit frustrating if you're in your fantasy playoffs. You've held him, I guess, to this point, so try and ride out the week and then let's see if they come at us with any news next week. All right. Philly, they lose to the Spurs. Pretty entertaining game, to be fair. Two teams with not a lot to play for. For the 76ers, Yabusele, his best game in a month, 2 months. It's been a while. 23 points, 9 rebounds. Look, we hold him. Adembona will come back at some point and probably cut into his value, but for now you hold him. Justin Edwards had 25 points. We're probably holding him again. It's quantity over quality here. He's just playing a lot of minutes. Jared Butler, he has been a little bit subpar, let's say, over the last week. I'm okay holding him if you just need assists. Tyrese Maxey doesn't appear to be coming back anytime soon, so I'm okay holding Butler. I'd still have him over Ricky Council, despite a 20-point performance from Council. Quentin Grimes, let's talk about him. 25 points, 10 assists, 2 steals. Probably the, what are we going to call him? The steal of the playoffs or the, I don't know. He's winning a lot of people leagues, I'm sure. I have him in one league. I'd probably be winning without him, but he's certainly helping. Yeah, he's been really good. It'll be interesting to see what they do with him next year, especially if Paul George returns. I'd argue that they should just move on from Paul George. Joel Embiid's almost impossible to trade at this point, so they're just going to have to try and get something out of him. But Tyrese Maxey, Quentin Grimes, I think Justin Edwards has looked okay. So, I don't know. There's some positives here from this team anyway. Let's look at the Spurs, another team with some positives. Devin Vassell is looking much better. 20 points, 7 assists, 3 steals. So this is the player that we drafted, the player we were looking for. Hopefully this sort of gives him a platform into next season where he is obviously playing alongside Wemby and whoever their draft pick is, but still able to maintain this top 50 kind of production. Steph Castle had 17 points, 14 assists. Very intriguing. Chris Paul played 26 minutes. It's such a weird situation that we're in at the moment. Chris Paul, James Harden. Who else? There'll be other guys, but these guys who are old and often injured are playing and playing well and much more trustworthy at this point than a lot of younger players. It's a very interesting situation. Sohan started, had 23 and 9. His best game in a while as well. I don't know if this is going to stick. This was probably a bit of a matchup thing. Mamu Kelishvili, who had that, what would he have, 33 points in 19 minutes or something in the last game? 2 points in 13 minutes. So if you chase that performance, bad luck. Kelton Johnson had 18 points. That's to be expected somewhat. 3 steals and 2 blocks are not to be expected. So that's a bonus if you picked him up. Harrison Barnes, 14 points. You just stream him in for points. I think that's about it for the Spurs. Let's go to the next one, another team with nothing to play for. The Pelicans, I feel like they beat the Wolves. Did they beat the Wolves like 2 days ago, 3 days ago? Wolves were obviously a bit annoyed, 134-93. For the Pelicans, no Zion. He was out with a back injury. Bit of a bummer if you had him. It was sort of a late scratch. Not totally unexpected, I suppose, but still disappointing. So with him out, they really had no one here. Alvarado had 9 points with a steal in 18 minutes. I'm okay holding him. I really wouldn't take too much out of this one. They basically threw in the towel in the third quarter. So Matkovic, surprisingly, he's been a little bit underwhelming despite playing good minutes. So I don't think we need to be holding him. I'm not looking at Reeves or Brooks or Jeremiah Robinson-Earl. Misi, we probably hold. Bruce Brown and Kelly Olynyk are just weirdly kind of viable, but are they trustworthy? I don't know. Their minutes are up and down. They're sitting. Both of them only played 22 minutes, so they're starting, but I don't know. It's so hard to get a read on this Pelicans roster at the moment. Honestly, I'd say just avoid them, but there's so many teams that we're avoiding at the moment that you have to look at someone because everyone's avoiding them. So the teams that we're trusting only have a limited amount of players that we can stream. So you're going to have to take a flyer on a Kelly Olynyk or a Bruce Brown or a Alvarado or a Jordan Hawkins. So it's really just waiting as long as you can before you make that decision. For the Wolves, Anthony Edwards, he went to the locker room here. He did return. Oh, sorry, my leg is really sore. 17 points, not his best game, but again, this was a 40-point win, so don't worry too much. Jaden McDaniels had 17 points in his 21 minutes. We got a lot of minutes for Jalen Clark. Mike Conley, 10 minutes. Ooh, Joe Ingles started, all right. Who do we trust? We trust Gobert, we trust McDaniels, we trust Randall, we trust Edwards, and we probably trust DiVincenzo, maybe. I don't know, I'd probably sort of just scratch this game. Coming into this game, I would have trusted DiVincenzo, so my thought process probably doesn't change too much there. And Naz Reid, we trust him as well, as long as your expectations aren't too high. All right, let's go to the, what's that, the fifth game? One, two, three, four, fifth game. Houston, 102 over Miami, 98. For the Rockets, Amen Thompson. Look, these players can return and play normal minutes if their injuries are managed correctly. 18 points, 7 steals, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 block, 34 minutes or 35 minutes. Hopefully you picked him up or you didn't drop him. If he was dropped, go and add him. This just shows you that, yeah, players can deal with injuries and play through them and play well. Dylan Brooks had 11 points with Thompson back, with Eason there, with Van Fleet there. Don't really need to go chasing Dylan Brooks. The 3 steals are okay. Şengün was pretty quiet. Van Fleet had 9 threes, so he's obviously been shooting the ball pretty poorly as a whole this season. 9 of 11 from 3, 13 of 17 from the field. So this is obviously on the other end of that spectrum. He is not going to do this again very soon, but good to see. Jalen Green, I mean, when this team is healthy and Jalen Green is not playing well, he lets you know about it, doesn't he? 6 points, a steal and a block. Yeah, pretty poor. Tari Eason, as expected, with Amen Thompson back, he shifted to the bench, 7 points, 8 rebounds. His worst game in a month, maybe. The minutes were still okay, though. This was just a poor performance. 27 minutes is enough, I think, that we need to be holding him. As for Jabari Smith, he had 11 points in his 22 minutes. I don't think I'd be holding him. It's pretty close. I guess you could make a case for him or Tari. I'd go Tari Eason personally, but if you want to look at Jabari Smith, I'm sort of okay with that as well. And Miami, they lose their 10th game in a row. Now, I was pretty low coming on Miami coming into the season. I didn't really like their roster. They sort of exceeded expectations, as they tend to do. But now we're sort of seeing the, I won't say the true Miami, because they are usually better than this. But, yeah, they look pretty bad at the moment. Tyler Hero, I've talked about him a lot, that I don't think he is the guy. I don't think you can build around him. I just don't think he's that good. He's a good player. I just don't think he's that good to be able to lead a team to glory, kind of thing. 8 points for him. Khalil Ware had a good game, 16 and 14, 2 steals and a block. This is what we saw from him, I want to say 2 months ago, mid-late January, when he sort of had that breakout. Do we buy this? Probably not, but go and pick him up if you want to. Wiggins had 20 points in the first quarter, I believe, ended with 30. Good game for him. What are Miami going to do here? Are they going to just, I mean, it's, they'll be in the play-in. Can they get to the playoffs and make any real noise? I doubt it very much. They're going to be up against like a Boston or a Cleveland, and I know Cleveland have been pretty trash the last week, but they're obviously going to beat Miami. So Wiggins was good here, but I can't guarantee that he's just going to play moving forward. Bam Adebayo had 16, 6, and 6. Davion Mitchell, if he's coming off the bench, you don't need to be holding him. You can stream him for assists. He only had 4 of them in this one. Duncan Robinson, Hayward Highsmith, Jaime Jaquez. Yeah, they're just not that good, are they? All right. Detroit, bad loss for the Pistons. They go down to Dallas, who are somehow still in the play-in. Let's start with Detroit. Cade Cunningham, 35 points. First rounder this year. I put something on Twitter. I think he'll be a first rounder next year. probably in the range, sort of the back end of the first, early second. I'd say pick 8 through to 14. I think that's where he'll go. Jalen Duren had 14 and 9 with 2 blocks. Asar Thompson, still very limited, 16 minutes. You don't need to be holding him. Tobias Harris, where has this defense come from? He had 5 blocks in the last game, 5 steals in this game. He's not doing anything else, but he's getting you defensive numbers. So you just hold him because the minutes are still there. Tim Hardaway, he injured his ankle in this one. We probably weren't holding him anyway, but if Beasley is available, I would go and pick him up. He's going to play a lot of minutes if Tim Hardaway misses time. He had 16 points, a steal and a block in 36 minutes. So points and threes, that's really all he is. But with no Hardaway, he's going to have to do more of it. Dennis Schroeder will probably also play a little bit more. He had 11 points, 4 assists and a steal. I'd rather Beasley, but I could see a world where Schroeder is someone we want to go and pick up as well. Detroit are a team we trust. They're playing to win, so they are running their guys out there. All right, for Dallas, another win. No thanks to their bench, who did absolutely nothing. Max Christie, who'd had, I feel like he'd had 18 points in consecutive games, or maybe 18 and 17. He had 2 steals, he had 8 rebounds, but he just seems to have fallen out of favour a little bit, so I don't think you need to hold him. PJ Washington, we're holding him. Najee, we're holding. Spencer Dinwiddie, we're holding. Klay Thompson, we're holding, because that's really all they've got. As for Kai Jones, 10 points, 7 rebounds, 2 blocks, 25 minutes. We'd like more, but I'm okay. I'm okay holding him. I think he's just going to play out the season as their starting center. So, yeah, grab him if he's available. Jaden Hardy had 0 points in his 10 minutes. He'll be very up and down. There will be games where you'll wish you streamed him in, and then there'll be games like this where you will, well, you potentially might regret streaming him in. Okay, Boston, 121 over Utah, 99. Fairly comfortable in the end. Drew Holiday, who'd been playing very well, cooled off a bit here. We don't need to be holding him. 8 points in his 23 minutes. Derek White had 11, 5, and 4. So across the board from him, that's what Derek White does. Kristaps Porzingis has looked very good since returning from illness, 27 and 10, 6 assists with a steal, shooting the ball well. They were playing Utah, to be fair. Horford, no thank you. Porzingis could miss a game here coming up. He's played, I feel like he's played 2 or 3 in a row, so there might be a missed game coming up for him. Same goes for Tatum. He had 26 points in this one. Pritchard had 18 off the bench. Sam Hauser had 14 off the bench. They are both just our points / 3-point streamers. And then they went deep into the rotation, but I'm not interested in any of those guys. Let's look at Utah, teams we don't trust featuring the Utah Jazz. All right. Cody Williams, no. Svi Mykhailiuk, no. Walker Kessler played. That's a positive. 8 points, 11 rebounds, a block. So I would call that unproductive based on what he's been doing this year. The 6 assists are very interesting. We hold Kessler, but as we know, just prepare for a missed game somewhere in the next 1 or 2. Colin Sexton was playing very well in this one, which means he probably sits out the next game. 30 points for him. Collier has cooled way off, which rookie wall and all that, not surprising. He's a tough one. He's playing enough to be rostered, but he's not really doing enough. Assists, sure, if you want to hold him. Keontae George had 19.7 assists in his 33 minutes. He's been okay. He's probably trustworthy. Filipowski had 4 points in his 14 minutes. Obviously, he really needs Walker Kessler to be out. Lauri Markkanen was out again. I don't know what their excuse was for this one. I forget. It doesn't matter. We've sort of been saying Filipowski's probably a hold. Maybe you move on, but I would hold just until we get their next injury report, because there's a chance Kessler doesn't play in the next one. Maybe we get a 30-minute performance from Filipowski. All right, let's go to that next game, which is Cleveland falling for the 4th straight game, I believe, 123-112 to Phoenix. Let's start with Donovan Mitchell. Yeah, I popped something up on Twitter. I just went sort of digging into his numbers here, and I've got him in a league, one league, I think. And I think the team success, put this on Twitter, has somewhat overshadowed the fact that he's been pretty average this season. This was obviously very bad. 2 of 18 from the field. A little bit. He's better than Tyler Hero, so I'm not gonna sort of directly compare the two. But I also do worry about Donovan Mitchell as someone to build around. I'm not sure. Utah, I won't say they gave up on him, but they were okay to move him. I don't know. I'm just not sure Mitchell has that in him to be the guy that's going to take you to the title. We will see this year because they're going to be right up there, obviously. 7 points, 2 steals. He will obviously be better than this, but he's outside the top 130 over the last month. He's shooting the ball poorly. His steals are way down. He is someone that was, I'd say he was going inside the top 20. Sorry, I've got a really itchy nose from these painkillers. Someone that's been going sort of borderline first round for the last couple of years. There's absolutely no way I would take him in the first round next season. Second round, maybe. I would rather go third round, but so I probably don't get him. Generally, he's pretty durable. That helps. But, yeah, I don't know. I think we may have seen the best of Donovan Mitchell. Evan Mobley had 16 and 12, 2 blocks and a steal. Good night for him. Jarrett Allen, not a good night. 6 and 6 with 2 blocks. Garland wasn't much better than Donovan Mitchell. He had 18 and 6. It was just another poor performance by them. Ty Jerome had 16 and 5, 2 steals, a block. If you streamed him in, well done. This was his best performance in probably 2 or 3 weeks. So I wouldn't expect this moving forward. Surely Donovan Mitchell is going to come out and have some sort of a 30-point performance. I hope he does. They probably play Sunday. I'm not sure. But I'd love for him to come out on that last day and give me something. For the Suns, good win for the Suns, who need all the wins they can get at this point. Kevin Durant was very good. Devin Booker was fine. Who would you rather, Booker or Donovan Mitchell? I think they're very similar in the way they play. I still can't really answer that question with any confidence. I think I prefer Booker, but yeah, I don't know. Ryan Dunn had 10 points. Iguodaro started at center, 6 and 13. Nick Richards was out. He was a late scratch in this one. And Mason Plumlee, is he sick or dead or something? I don't know what he's doing. Iguodaro is the guy they want to be playing, and they did. Good to see. Colin Gillespie had 13 points, 4 assists. Tyus Jones, good numbers here. 3 assists, 2 steals to go with his 16 points, but 25 minutes when they're only running an 8-man rotation is not a good, not a good sign. And then let me just check. Did we do? Oh, no, we didn't do this game. All right. Denver. Let me just scroll up, see if this last game is finished. Probably has. It has, yes, Clippers won. All right, Denver, who obviously without Nikola Jokic for the third straight game, anyone rostering him, as I am, is well aware of that. And look, it's pretty clear. It's a very good example of the fact that, yes, these guys are injured because there is absolutely no way that the Nuggets would be playing without Nikola Jokic unless it was necessary. Because they lost to Portland, they need to win. They don't want to be losing games here. And, yeah, 20-point loss to Portland. It's not great. Those who did play, Christian Brown had 15 points. Fine. Porter was fine. Aaron Gordon started at center. He's been playing very well. 23 points, 4 assists. We roster him until Jokic comes back. Westbrook started. He had 18, 4 and 4. 9 turnovers, that hurts. But again, it's Westbrook. We know the drill. Jamal Murray, he was questionable coming into this one. He played. Maybe he shouldn't have played. 10 points on 5 of 10 shooting. Very passive from him. I thought Peyton Watson looked pretty good from what I saw. He had 12 points, 5 rebounds, but yeah, no reason to be adding these guys. They really just need Jokic back, and they need him back quickly. They play on Sunday. I'm really hoping he returns. For the Blazers, another good win. There was no Donovan Klingon, who was watching UConn and sick, supposedly. So Tamani Kamara started at center, sort of. Good game for him, 16 and 6, 2 steals. So he'd been a little bit down, so good to see him bounce back. Avdija had 36 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 3 steals and a block. He's been fantastic the last month. Shaedon Sharpe had 23 points, steal and a block. Scoot Henderson started. We like that, 16 points. Did have some foul trouble here, only 20 minutes. So not the best performance, but still starting, giving you 16 points, that's okay. Duop Reith, really their only center remaining. He had 12, 7 and 4 with a steal in 32 minutes. Now, I don't think Klingon will miss too much time. It's just an illness. Simons was also out with an illness, so they could potentially return for the next one, which would move Scoot back to the bench. It would move Chris Murray to the bench. Jeremy Grant's not coming back, is he? I don't know. We don't need to run and grab Duop Reith. Let's just put it that way. If Klingon is ruled out in the next game, then maybe you give him a look. Delano Banton, silly season specialist. He had 19 points, 3 steals, 3 blocks. This is what he did last year. If he steps into some sort of a consistent role, then you can go and grab him. But at the moment, it's very up and down. And the last game, let me just, now this one wasn't finished, so I will just drag it over here. Here we go. All right, Memphis and the Clippers. Let's start with the Memphis side of things. No Ja Morant again. Jaren Jackson had 23 points, shot the ball poorly, steal and a block. So not his best game, but still fine. Bane had 10 points in 33 minutes. Struggled to really get anything going here. The Grizzlies, Aldama had 16 points in 32 minutes. So back into the starting lineup, playing well. Jalen Wells, yeah, no. He's a little bit Jalen Wilson, isn't he? He plays minutes but does nothing. Scottie Pippen had 2 steals, 5 assists with his 15 points. We just hold him until Jar is back. Luke Kennard had 15 points, 3 steals. We can probably hold him as well. Zach Edey came off the bench in this one. He's fine to just hold or stream if you need rebounds and blocks. That's about it. And beyond that, no thanks. Clippers. All right, Kawhi Leonard, 23 points for him, 10 rebounds. No defensive stats, but shot the ball well. James Harden had 30 and 9, 2 steals, 2 blocks. So that's nice when your opponent has James Harden and you have Donovan Mitchell, isn't it? Norm Powell had 14. He's ramping up. He was a little bit better in this one. He's pushing into must roster territory. I don't know if we're quite there yet. We're pretty close. Chris Dunn, no. Zubats had 17 and 10 with 2 blocks. Continues to be very, very good. Bogdan Bogdanovic has got double digits now in 4 of the last 5. So he's looking better. He's settling into his role. It helps that their bench is just doing nothing. But I don't mind Bogdan as a soft hold at the moment. And that's all the games. That's a lot. All right, let's do some questions very quickly. Yes, fair point, Alex. With my ACL and quad contusion, the Bulls will list me as doubtful. Yes, I'm not out. I'm not out. I'm just doubtful. Admiral Nida, if Sarr and Poole are DNP rests, which they could be, better stream. Ryan Rollins, Andrew Nembhard, Trenton Watford, Bud Carrington and or Jordan Goodwin if LeBron is ruled out. Okay, let's have a look at this. Dame is ruled out already, I think. So Ryan Rollins was good yesterday, maybe. Halliburton is questionable. Watford, did he get suspended? I don't know if he got suspended for his little altercation there. I'm not sure. Bud Carrington, I'm not I'm not that interested in him. Look, if LeBron is ruled out, I might go Goodwin or Ryan Rollins there. Yeah, I think they'd be the two that I'd look at. Darren, is there a chance the Wizards may move Saar to the four next season, make Vucevic the future center? Look, it probably depends on the draft, doesn't it? If they land Flag, then probably not. Who else are they going to get in the draft? We don't know. So I doubt it at this point. It's intriguing, but yeah, I don't think so. But their roster, I mean, of all the teams here in that sort of bottom tier, I suppose, their outlook's not great. Let's be honest. They're not pushing into the playoffs or play in, I don't think, next season. So maybe they will experiment. I guess there's a chance, but I don't think so. Alex. ESPN points seven moves on the bye, prepping for next week. Are any of Pods, Justin Champagne, Tari, Keyshawn must holds or better off using them as stream? All right. ESPN points league. Champagne, no. Pods, maybe. Steph could be out. He's already out this weekend, so maybe Pods. If Steph is out, yes, to Pods, I'd hold him. Tari Eason's probably 50-50 in a points league. Today wasn't great, but 27 minutes is enough. So he's borderline. Keyshawn George, probably borderline as well. So I think of all four there, Podziemski would be the one I'd be holding if Steph is out. Another one from Aditya. Who are my drops? I need to activate Giddy and LeBron. Well, LeBron and Giddy, Giddy will play tomorrow? Yeah, Giddy will play tomorrow, I think. LeBron, I don't know. I'd say 50-50 at this point. Who would I drop? Keyshawn George, Klingon, Struess, Neesmith. Who would I drop there? Probably not Keyshawn George. Maybe Struess, Neesmith. Yeah, I think I'd be holding Klingon and Keyshawn George, and Struess and Neesmith I'd be okay with dropping. Joseph, should I drop Scoot for Dinwiddie? Yeah, if he's got a better schedule, I'm okay with that. Santi started for the first time since his injury. That's likely. Santi or Jonas for next week? Again, I'd look at the schedule. If they play the same amount of games and you don't need... I'd only be holding Jonas there if you need rebounds. But yeah, otherwise I'd go Santi. Thank you, Matt. Yes, ACL rehab. It's going well. It's going. I need to be on that plane to Vegas in July. So there's my goal. Alex, how does Philly bring Grimes back with Maxi and McCain next year if they keep PG? Move Oubre, play Grimes at the three. Look, it's a tough one. Maxi is obviously their point guard of the future. He's not going anywhere. McCain was good to start the year, but I do think he was good on a bad team. So I'm still not sold on Jared McCain. Is Grimes better than him? Maybe. Move Oubre. I think that's potentially what they might look to. Look, I would assume, I think the issue here for Philly is I will assume they will come in next season with visions of pushing for a title, which I don't think they can do. Until they move off Joel Embiid, I just don't think they'll be in a position to win. And as I said, Embiid is not someone you can move. So, yeah, it's going to probably come down to the organization a little bit, the front office, what are they doing? But yes, I think moving Oubre would be an option. He would be a good trade chip at the moment. He's playing well, probably playing above himself. Yeah, so I don't know, but I'm hoping Grimes can play a good, sizable role for them. How long do I think Jar will continue to be out? Should we pick up Scotty for the Monday-Wednesday games? It's hard with Jar. Yeah, look, I would. I mean, even if Jar comes back for one game, who says he plays two? And Scotty was playing well enough, even with Jar Moran out there. So, yeah, I don't mind picking up Scotty there. All right, Lone Dez. A lot of teams with huge gaps in their schedules next week. Yes, there are. And, yeah, look, it's this time of the year. I mean, we've talked about how you can, well, not fix things but change things. Definitely for my leagues next year, I will have a games cap. That is one thing every one of my leagues will have. And I'm considering having – I've always been a sort of an advocate for limited waiver wire moves or limited pickups. But the amount of times – and, I mean, this has happened to me a lot. I'm assuming it's happened to others. The amount of times this season, especially in the last month, where I've picked up a player and they then get injured or they're then just rested – and you don't know. So I'm trending towards next year just having unlimited pickups. So, and I think the two sort of counteract. Well, no, that's not the right word. Anyway, by having position limits, four per position, let's say, because the argument to having unlimited pickups would be, well, you can just stream away and just load up on quantity and have 15 more games and basically win by just having more players on the court. So my rebuttal to that would be, well, if you have position limits, you can't do that. The purpose of having the unlimited moves is for, good example, I picked up Trey Jones yesterday, played well, got injured. So now I'm stuffed. I've only got, I think we only have two pickups in that league. He was one of my pickups. I'm now stuck with an injured guy. So that's probably what I'll do, as well as my other things of shortening the season or eliminating the playoffs. That will be the two options for my head-to-head leagues, is position limits and unlimited waiver wire pickups. Sorry, another tangent there, wasn't it? Lone Dez, Timberwolves and Pelicans got a three-day gap from Monday to Thursday. Bulls Hornets have a 2-day gap. Got DiVincenzo, Jeffries, and three Bulls. But yeah, look, it's tough. I guess for the Hornets, it's good. Having a gap means LaMelo might play. That's a positive if you want to look at it that way. Who do I like best from Atlanta for assists and steals? Ricochet, Mann, Niang, Gay, or Krejci? Not Niang. I like Gay for steals, but he just doesn't play a lot. That's the issue. I don't know. I'd probably go Ricochet or Mann, I think, there. Alex, what's my threshold to decide whether a player is a hold or a drop in a 10-team league? Top 80 over the last 2 weeks, top 100, top 110. For the season, in a 10-team league, so let's say a 10-team league with 14 roster spots, 140. I would say top 100 is probably hold. Moving like now, top 80, top 70 even. But again, it depends on how much streaming can you do. How many pickups do you have per week? If you only have two, then it doesn't really change. But if it's unlimited, then yeah, a top 90 player who's only going to give you two games, drop them. Asar Thompson is Tyler Hero's uncle. Do you mean Amen Thompson? Maybe after their little altercation earlier in the season. All right, where are we up to? Jeffrey, 14-team, 9-cat, head-to-head, last pickup for the week. Going to drop Justin Champagne. Good move. Need field goal percentage, free throws, blocks. 17 assists behind. So maybe there is a pickup. I'm not sure. Leaning towards picking up Barlow. Field goal percentage, free throws, blocks. 17 assists behind. Yeah, I mean, 17 assists is hard. Depends who you got in your roster. Yeah, look, I think Barlow's okay. You could consider Gay there, I suppose, as well. To answer my tweet about Cade, definitely get him in the first round if I have the fifth pick. Interesting, okay, fifth pick. Yeah, look, I think top three next season. I mean, we'll do lots of shows about next season, but top three will be Wemby, Jokic, and Shai. I don't think there's much question there. Beyond that, I'm going to pull up some player ranks here. This is probably going to reset, isn't it? Oh, no, there we go. So, yeah, I think they'll be the top three. Then it's tough, honestly. I think Luka is probably still in that top six pretty comfortably. Who else? I mean, Halliburton was there this year. I don't think he goes that high next year. AD, I still think he, per game, I think he'll be a beast next year. But these injuries are going to turn people off for sure. Cat, I think, will be in the discussion for top six, top eight. Maxi will probably be in that discussion as well. Giannis, he's always there. Yeah, look, maybe. Maybe Cade could go as high as five. Alex, Tigers are in the eight. They are. That could change in about 3 hours' time. So this is a rugby league question for those that aren't familiar. They are in the eight. We've only played two games. So people that, yeah, we're into round three. So my team are inside the top eight, which is very rare for my team. But get back to you. I'll get back to you in what they kick off in about an hour. Yeah, let's see. Let's see after that game. Kai Jones has 3 and 4 to start next week. Must add to stream. Yeah, I think so. What do I think of Pods? Picked him up. Can't bring myself to hold, given he... Yeah, three games in seven. That's tough. But again, have a look at, like, can you stream? If you can just go out and stream, you probably don't have to hold him. But if you've only got two or three moves, then, yeah, I'd be okay holding him. Apple Pie went from 1-7 to 6-2 back to 3-5 over the course of games today. I'm out of ads. I know that feeling. It's it was a wild day, wasn't it? Should I drop Vooch for Kai? Vooch isn't getting minutes. I'm okay with that. Yeah, I'd probably still hold Vooch, but again, have a look at the schedule. Do I think they'll play Vukcevic in the back-to-back tomorrow? I think they probably will. Can't guarantee it, but I think they might. Saar or Porzingis? Well, Porzingis, obviously, per game. I think I'd go Porzingis. Should I drop... that was the... Vukcevic. Oh, yeah, we got that one. Oh, Vukcevic for Kai. Oh, is that what you mean? Not Vooch. You're talking about Vuk. Washington Vukcevic for Kai. Yes, I'd be okay with that. Here's a answer to Lone Dez's question from Alex. Currently have a +8 games advantage to my opponent next week, but traded targeted 4-4-4 playoff teams from week 11 of the season since I was 9-1. Yeah, look, having a +8 games advantage is great, but I think I said on the show yesterday, coming into my final this week in my home league, I had a +10, +12 something games advantage, and it's looking like I'm going to end with a -5. So 17 game swing in that league because of Jokic, LaMelo, and then random, like Levine, Mr. Game. I have Jalen Williams as well in that league. Jokic is obviously the big one. It will pretty much come down to if Jokic had played this week, I would win. And that's how good he is. But I'm going to lose by maybe a handful of assists, a couple of threes, points. I don't think he was pulling me back, but even just assists. So it is what it is. Here we go. Chinchilla, Ricochet or Vukcevic for Saturday stream? I'd probably take a chance on Vukcevic if he's going to play, because Ricochet, we sort of know what he's doing. He's 25 minutes, he's 16 points, not much else. Vukcevic can do more. If you can take a little bit of a chance, I'd go Vukcevic, but I would just try to wait to see if he's on the injury report. Neesmith or Keon for tomorrow as well. Keon Ellis, I assume you mean. I don't like Neesmith, but I might go Neesmith because Keon is very up and down. Minutes are up and down. So I think Neesmith, he's at least playing starters minutes. And we're done. A little bit longer than I thought, although my head cleared up. That was weird. We'll be back tomorrow with the Saturday games. I don't know how many we've got. Surely it won't be 10. Saturday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Only 5. Okay, definitely a show tomorrow then. Breaking down the games and seeing how I'm sitting before I've 3 of my leagues will end, or 2 of them end this week, and then I'm in the semis in another one. So we'll see how I go. I think we're maybe tied. So I'll update you on all of that. But yes, show tomorrow as per normal. Thank you everyone for jumping in, listening, tuning in, downloading, whatever you're doing. I'm Adam King, and this has been the Balls Deep Post Game Show. Until next time, catch ya.
You just listened to another episode from the Fantasy Basketball International Podcast Network. Thanks for joining us. And for more information about joining our community, please check out our website at fbibasketball.com.